We're not starting.
We're not starting. You can start whenever you want to start. Yeah. We don't have to clap anymore either. That's a big win.
Yeah, I don't. We don't have to sync. Let's just do this. I'm not about doing more. Like, that's the thing. I can't work. I can't do anything.
My hair's all wet. Coffee time. Where are the show notes? Welcome to Paragraph Despair. I'm stupid.
You're this not welcomed. Look, we just need an area to talk to ourselves.
Basically, we can't have a normal, friendly conversation without recording it.
But I think... Why is it so loud? Okay. I think we need that, though.
As an outlet?
Well, like, I think we need to, like, maybe not worry so much about, like, trying to get as many followers as we can quickly and worry about the thing.
Yeah.
And we should just try to make this as fun as possible for the both of us.
That would probably be a better angle, because at the end of the day, I just want to have a good life.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about that this week, and I'm like, well, who are we bending over backwards trying to get viewers? And then I was, like, scrolling on TikTok, and, like, random podcasts would show up, and it's, like, so cringy, and I'm like, none of that seems fun. Like,
yeah. We got a viewer, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, my mom, she sent me a news article about people in Albany getting arrested for AirTag stalking. And I was like, oh, cool. Did you watch our episode? And she said, yep.
Well, there it is.
So we got a viewer. And it made an impact.
We're changing people's lives.
That was community engagement right there.
I just, like, have no motivation. Someone's like, it's been the last 30 minutes, like a saw going on outside. Hold on.
Okay, I don't hear it. Are you going to kill the guy?
Yeah, I think it's our handyman, like, doing work directly in the basement below this room. And I hear it, and it's driving me nuts. And you will probably hear it on the podcast.
Oh, man.
Do you hear it?
No. Now I hear it. Just when... What? It stopped.
That was me. Oh,
it was you? That was so good. That was a really good saw impression, honestly. Like, I actually knew it was you, but it's a good saw impression. Now we can start.
All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of Paragraph Despair. I'm Chris.
And I'm Anton.
And we have, don't forget to stick around till the end for the, when we announce this week's winner of the contest.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, this is big news. But we won't reveal it till the end. For those new to the show, we have a few topics to discuss. We're going to make our way through them. And at the end, we're going to play a game, all while kind of playing games through our topics that we're discussing anyways. So we have various rules for different things that we talk about. There's a list of general rules, and we'll vote on new rules if you watch the show. The current scoreboard is Anton 3, Chris 0. This is of Q1 of 2022.
Yep.
We will reset each quarter.
Yeah.
I like to gamble my points away, so that's why I have 0. Because I have a problem.
Oh, you have a problem. I gambled with Alyssa the other day about if an actress had changed between season one and season two of Search Party.
Yep.
I'm out a bunch of money.
Well, Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I'll steal it back when she's asleep.
All right. So how was your week?
Pretty boring.
Okay, great.
Yeah, how about you?
Really boring. All right, that's enough of pleasantries. We have three topics today. We're going to talk about anti-working.
Oh,
is our lead topic. And then we're going to talk about tracker apps. Not apps that track people, but apps that track
yourself.
Yeah. Because we scared people with Apple AirTag stories.
Yeah. Can't wait till there's a college analysis of our podcast in 20 years.
Yeah.
About all our tracker episodes.
That's our podcast now, is it just tracker stuff? And then we're going to end with trends game of trends from 2021. I know we're a month into 2022 already, and it's not really the time of year to do.
Still January
2021. Yeah. You know, this is around the time I heard most people give up on their New Year's resolutions around February, the start of February.
I have a secret. A little
off topic. Yeah.
I don't tell myself my New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
Because if I do, I know I won't complete them. It's
but you know them.
Part of me knows them, but I never say them out. Because there's another part of me that ruins things, and that part just can't know.
Yeah, yeah.
That part gives up on stuff.
Totally.
That's the secret.
I just don't have them.
Huh? Well, yeah, I mean, you're perfect.
Right. I don't need any resolutions.
If anything,
in fact, if I come up with them, it'll probably make my life worse.
Yeah, I would concur.
Yeah. All right. That's the end of that. So we're going to get into our first segment, which is anti-working and the Great Resignation. I don't know. Have you heard of any of it from 2021? This was kind of big, probably middle of last year. Still gaining up speed, though.
Would you say the Great Resignation, that phrase, is a pithy phrase?
I don't know what the true definition of pithy. I always hear it as like a pithy comment, like it's not meant what it's supposed to mean, kind of thing.
I thought it was more like a marketing way of making something stick better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Great Resignation. I feel like so many times things succeed on their branding. And the Great Resignation is just such solid branding to make it grow as its idea. Whereas if it was called people leaving work phenomenon, that's too long. It's hard to say. And it wouldn't get that traction, as Great Resignation sounds so pithy, in my opinion.
Okay.
So I've heard of it. Yes.
Well, there's a lot to it. It's more than just people quitting their jobs, which I was looking into it. And one stat that kind of stuck out was it is more people are quitting their jobs last year and into this year, but it's really only up by 5%. It's I guess it happens yearly. People just leave, they're either seasonal workers or if you're looking at the industries that people are leaving, funny?
I'm just picturing all these Santa's elves out of work.
Right.
And that's what fired, we're all right making a big deal out of.
December 26th, get out of here.
Yeah, your elves.
And then they're sinking the job market. there is seasonal work based on weather and, there's also freelance, where people kind of go in and out of unemployment. So you look at the way that things are tracked, and it's always kind of a moving thing. But in hospitality and food and restaurant, and a lot have left due to like instability in the industry and also just wages. It's an increase in there more than anything. And I think it's good because that people should get paid more. And work, no one likes working, right?
I think there are people that like working.
Nah, they're lying.
I mean, if you can find, it's all about, in my opinion, that alignment of the thing that you like doing, the thing mm-hmm. you're good at, and the thing that people value enough to give you money for. If right. you can get all of those things, then you're happy.
And it's hard maybe to find those.
It's not
three.
Possible for every human to have those. Right. Yeah. You get one or two.
Mm-hmm. It's also happening in other industries as well. You know, professional industries and construction and trades and all sorts of things. But there are some questions, like, I mean, you pointed out, but like, do you think people want and or need to work?
This is such a good question. And whenever anybody says that, like mm-hmm. when I'm listening to an interview and the interviewee's like, that's such a good question. I'm like, what about that question got them so excited? Like,
right.
Cause there's could be anything. Mm-hmm. Do people want, what gets me excited about it is I think because of massive disorganization,
right,
in how we manage labor, and I don't know how we would fix it, to be honest. It's a huge problem.
Yeah,
we've created a situation where a lot of people work just for the sake of it in a lot of ways. Like, I think there's a lot of waste
mm-hmm.
In terms of...
There's a lot of waste in our entire society in every sector.
Yeah.
You can pick materials, you can pick administration, you can pick our quality, like things, everything that kind of surrounds our life. It's either excess and waste. And I think it's a lot of just the culture of how people manage their own lives.
Yeah. Like I keep hearing, and I don't know who got this statistic, that we have mm-hmm. enough food that we're producing that we could feed everybody. And hunger is not a problem of supply. It's a problem of distribution and whether we wanted help or not.
Yeah. And apparently no one does.
Yeah. And I wonder, like, maybe some of the jobs I've had where it just feels like I'm not really helping that much or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could have instead worked on helping distribute food around the world. Mm-hmm. And what do I need money for other than all the drug habits I have?
Right. But if you get those bases covered of your drug habits.
Yeah.
But I think it's, you know, because you can cover your base of like food and shelter.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily give you a high quality of living.
That's a good question. What do you think the bare minimum for happy so like, life is?
I don't know. That's a loaded question.
All right. I think that one is it needs to be cultural. I think mm-hmm. we need to stop focusing on the look at what your neighbor has kind of system where everybody's like, oh, what does that guy got? Or what does she got? Like, don't worry about everybody else. Mm-hmm. Just worry about, like, are you healthy? Meaning, like, are you in constant pain or not in constant pain?
Yeah.
Do you feel energized? Are you eating good, healthy, nutritious foods? I think about like those food deserts or like in mm-hmm. cities where like, yeah, they have food, but it's not like healthy food.
Right.
Do you have a shelter? Is it clean? And do you feel safe where you are? And do you have access to YouTube?
Those are the only things you need.
Yeah. Oh, and you need people to to laugh with.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So you have to have like a good, safe community. You have
so
to have
every community
fun ideas.
A short form improv troupe.
Yes. Yeah. But I like laughing at people, but I also like the spontaneous, like in a group of people, like somebody says something or does something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Inside jokes, that kind of thing.
Do you think there are friend groups that don't have that?
Yeah.
They're just super serious all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do they live?
They just don't like, you know, some, there's certain people that don't value humor.
Like sad clowns.
Yeah. I guess maybe everybody laughs.
I don't know.
Live, laugh, love.
That's what I live by. I have a big wooden sign of it.
Someday. I have a fun sign. It's home is where the farts is.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My
sister made it for me.
That's nice.
I took us off topic.
So yeah. I guess so. Do people need to work though?
Well, I mean, in a communist society where somebody's the puppet master's at the top making everything happen,
mm-hmm.
you can maybe make it so that we work less. But I think about people who work a lot and probably to diminishing returns.
Yeah, working a lot doesn't attract me.
Mm. I think rather than thinking about like want or need to work, we should think about those bare minimum life necessities and yeah. think if we can satisfy them, mm-hmm. especially as we, what I would really hope that happens is we become more comfortable with working less time.
Mm.
Like the 9-to-5 40-hour work week is like, I don't know that I'm productive.
Right.
Or as productive if, like when we had the 3-day weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
When I came in on Monday, I was so refreshed.
You mean Tuesday?
You're right. Good catch.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's not Monday.
I got my booster on Monday, so I was not refreshed Tuesday. But yeah. I took a sick day. And I really enjoyed that sick day. I was really tired. And I watched Jack Ryan movies.
So as one does when you get some shot.
Well, there's some, I mean, in certain other industries, there's some common reasons why people are quitting. Do you want me to run through those?
Yep.
And I just want to hear what you think. Toxic culture. Does that make sense to you? People leaving yeah. because of a toxic culture? I think
it's
that's a
big concern where
one.
I work. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to work somewhere where the culture is. I fortunately haven't really worked anywhere where like that's been like an issue, like where the people are just the issue.
I've worked at a few, like, I mean, my first job at Staples was toxic, but I didn't know any better. So,
right. Yeah. I could probably, there's probably a lot of like stuff like my workplace has gotten away with in regards to me working there when I was younger that I just didn't realize. Cause like, I just thought you had to work.
Yeah.
Which is pretty messed up, but it's nice that now people are aware of it. Another reason is job insecurity and reorganization.
Well, that's like involuntarily leaving, right?
Right. So it's kind of like, when companies are either internally reorganizing or employees are not sure that the company is going to be able to maintain where they are at now.
Yeah, actually, that's most of the time when I've left places.
Mm-hmm. I left
a lot of startups.
Like two jobs before this, that's why I left, is because I'm just like, you know, printing industry is not sustainable. Yeah. And like, I've seen the warning signs internally of the company of like, things being cut back and like things not looking good and, you know, raises not being given out as frequently.
And you got to get those commercials on TV that like computers cause cancer, mm-hmm. paid for by the paper lobby or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess we didn't have a strong propaganda network.
Yeah, you got to get that.
So, I mean, that makes sense. One other that I was kind of surprised to read, but it totally makes sense, is high levels of innovation. So companies are actually innovating at high level and producing more. But the reason that it's listed as a reason why people are quitting is because it's causing people to burn out way quicker. And people attribute that to be kind of like, I'm just completely burnt out. And it's led to reason number one, which is like a toxic workplace. Because I think when you start to, like, let's say a business, and I've seen that happen at a company I worked for. Like, we started doing so well that we couldn't keep up.
Right.
And it just led to people getting burnt out. People getting, and it's not like the company wasn't trying to like help that, like they're trying to hire, they're giving out raises, they're doing everything they can. It's just like the people themselves couldn't keep up. And then it just kind of led to just like, I think people not having a nice workplace.
That's probably the biggest thing I'm experiencing now at my current workplace, mm-hmm. is it's the company's doing very well, growing very fast. And everybody's like, we're working very hard to keep up and the company's growing quick. And it's just like that whole startup of like customer base grows. Okay. Now you got to grow the team really fast. And now we're in a pandemic and it's like super challenging.
I think it leads to like how important it is to scale a business properly.
How do you even do that?
Right.
Like I hear a lot that you want to like launch before you're ready kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
you want to meet the demand, not like you don't have a huge team and then like no market. Like, you probably want to be a little bit behind all the time if I was to
Right. But then that leads to burnout and people doing more jobs.
It's true. But good stories.
I forget where I was looking at this, but like, you know, the Netflix is a little off topic, but Netflix stock plunged a little, like what, 50% in value the other day?
Why? Like there is a why.
It happened in like, there is a why, but that's not what it is. But like, I was just like thinking like, you know, businesses can only like, they can't, how do they go up each year? Like there's eventually a plateau, right? And then you just kind of start a different business and then you just try to learn and maintain this business with a like on autopilot.
Yeah. It's very important to know the size of the market that you're trying to address. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point you realize, we are plateauing and we need to either break into a different market or think of other
ways to sustain where we are.
Sustain is a thing, but you already have a customer base and getting your foot in the door with customers is super challenging. Selling them on something else once you're already have that relationship is a little easier. And you see it in every company. Like Google was a search engine and what the heck is it now? It's everything. A tracker app.
it's our lives.
Yeah,
it's our data cesspool maintainer.
Basically, yeah. But it was like so fun and happy about it. It's like, hey, I can take all your photos. I can take every piece of information about you.
Sure. Oh yeah, we do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we make this. If whatever there is, there's like a thrown up, like, you know, barely working version Google app of it.
Oh yeah.
It's like, oh yeah. You don't want to use Squarespace? Sure, we have a website maker.
Yeah.
It's got like 5 features, but whatever. All right, well, back to the 5 things. Number 4 was to failure to recognize performance, which I think that is true. I think
that's a big concern for me as a manager.
Because
I've felt that to be acknowledged. Well, like, have you ever been in a place where it doesn't seem like somebody sees what you're doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's pretty garbage.
Yeah, it's common. Yeah, and it stinks. Yeah. All right. Then the last one was COVID-19 response. People have left because of the company's response. And I've seen that go a few ways. Like, they made it either and not just like I think return to office and like not wanting to go back, or like, you know, lack of considering flexible options. I mean, I think that's all in there. Or even probably returning and then not feeling like the environment is worth it.
Yeah.
And then certain in office things or in workplace things. That doesn't have to be an office. Yeah, we're just speaking from tech industry because that's where we work. But
yeah,
any of those surprise you?
COVID.
Yeah,
every other one you said was absolutely like a big thing in my mind. Anytime I felt like I want to quit a place, it's like, oh, because that person that is like high up is really difficult to get along with or something. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the main one still is just money and compensation. Like, what are we doing it for if not money?
I've never left a place because of money.
Okay.
I've used money when looking to help decide what the next place to go to is. Mm-hmm. But money is never a pulling factor for me. It's something that is usually always pushing me away. If I was happy at a place, I don't think I would care how much I was making. Honestly, I feel like I'm doing pretty good now. And I think a lot of it is because I just kept getting pushed away from different places for those five reasons. Never COVID, but like at each place, there was one of those, like the first four things. And then you get enticed and buy the next place.
Yeah.
You've been pulled by money or pushed by money?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, that's why I make more money. That's all I want.
So you can have more than your neighbor?
Yeah, I want more. And then I just want the money so I could be dominant in society. Yeah. And then people look at me with power.
Money's power.
But yeah,
power is power.
I mean, there's a lot to this, great resignation, anti-working. The anti-working subreddit has ballooned to over a million and has gotten a mixed reactions. But I think it's overall good for the workers to get more money. And I think we'll see the workplace change.
Well, if everybody gets more money, then it's just inflation.
Yeah. But this is all made up. So it's all made up anyways.
Yeah.
So, that's a good amount of time on this. You want to switch to the next topic?
Oh, you don't want to talk about 4-day work week? I guess we kind of did already.
Well, we're running a little long.
All right. We'll go to the next. I'm just going to cut that whole segment anyway.
What do you
want to
talk about?
next segment. Tracker.
You edit my words so I'm like pro-business.
Yeah. Every time I talk, we just cut to you and your head's in your hands. Or you're like,
and you're like, you should listen to your boss. He's right.
I'm not that good at editing yet. So next segment is tracker apps. I think cool. This is like an insidious is maybe the wrong thing, mm-hmm. but technology is available now to record, like recording things that happen is so cheap and easy that mm-hmm. everybody and their cousin is getting in on making apps for you to track things.
Mm-hmm. You even said you know, when I was learning some a little coding here and there, you said like a lot of, you know, trackers and checkoff apps were very common, like first starter things to learn when you start programming.
If you're going to start like any kind of programming, the tutorial is always a to-do list app, like 99% of the time, which is a form of tracking what you want to do and what you completed.
People want to wrangle their messy lives.
Yeah. And technology just seems, I feel like we're going to see these apps as like in the future, like how tinctures and snake oil was seen back in the old days.
Oh, yeah.
But what kind of tracker apps do you use right now?
I've like gone through, I've tried so many different things thinking they'll improve my life or like thinking I need them to stay organized. But I never like, there's some at work I've used and like, you know, whatever, like Google Tasks and things like that. And, you know, there's ones I've used in a work setting, but then in like my personal life, like a lot of it, I just use notes, just whatever note app. I really liked Bear.
Yeah, I like Bear.
Switching to Bear, just like a blank notepad that just seems really flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google Sheets. I just use Google Sheets for everything.
Interesting.
Like I've used it to, make a budget. Like if we're getting an Airbnb for the weekend and we're sharing it with you and our friends, I make a Google Sheets Airbnb list.
Yeah.
It's so flexible and easy and doesn't take any time to do.
I hate spreadsheets, but that's for another day.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah. Maybe I'll make that next week's topic.
And I think everyone should live and die by the spreadsheet and, it's your boss.
You were talking about Letterboxd recently too. Are you still doing Letterboxd?
I'm still doing Letterboxd. So I've tried and I don't know if it's like for other movie fans, but I've tried to use Letterboxd like 3 times and just, I'm like, what's the point of this? I just leave it. But some people are really into Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
They leave reviews. They got their own list. They got their, you know, their watch, like to watch list. And then they have, I didn't even know you can get a pro subscription to Letterboxd. And I'm like, what is that? Does it get rid of these annoying ads on the regular website?
Mm-hmm. Does it?
I hope so. I don't know. I didn't get it. I'm just trying to use it to like, I like the idea of like looking back at them. Cause like, I feel like a few directors will do this. Like I know Steven Soderbergh like releases a list of everything he watched through the entire year and like the time of year he watched them. And I'm like,
oh, Radiohead would do that too for music. Their office charts. Know that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like it when, and it's easier to keep track of. Cause like I'll see a movie in February and forget it. And by December. So it'd be nice to kind of look back and go, oh yeah, I really like that movie. And I watched a lot of movies. So I want to like keep tracks of the movies I watch within the calendar year. I also wanted to try and like come up with a to watch list that is organized and that I can kind of pick by date and what streaming service, but it's not really the easiest to navigate on Letterboxd. So I'm just kind of using it to track which movies I've seen. And then I'll leave like a little review, but I don't type anything out. I just do the stars just so I kind of remember a little bit of my reaction of how I watched it, but it's nothing set in stone. Yeah.
Right. Have you ever used Untappd?
Oh, is that for beer?
Yeah.
I have not. A coworker used it. And I've heard of people using it. I've had a few friends, I think, use it. Which that also sounds like a good idea because I do like to try different beers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always happy with whatever beer I drink.
Yeah.
As long as it's not oxidized.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's been happening to me a lot. Like last year for some reason. I guess it happens a lot with New England IPAs. They just kind of get oxidized. But I haven't even been drinking a lot of New England IPAs.
Oh, it's not on purpose. Like some happens to
Yeah,
it.
It's like it. There's a whole thing. I don't know the whole scientific reasoning between it, but it, basically your beer just kind of gets discolored and like turns dark and tastes really bad.
Got it.
And like you don't really know until you open it up. And there was a big mess I had with one brewery and I left a really bad, it wasn't like a mean Google review, but like I had to let them know because they did stiff me. Mm-hmm. But it's for the most part, I don't get too many beers that are like that.
Got it.
But yeah, I don't know. But then it's like, what? I'm tracking my movies, I'm tracking my beers, I'm tracking my budget, I'm tracking my, like, who needs a detailed record of all this? Like,
yeah,
can I just exist?
Yeah, exactly. So I made CheckVerse and I was thinking CheckVerse could be like the ultimate tracker app. You can use it to track everything.
Well, what I liked about CheckVerse, and we still use it.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't talk about it in the past because we did just use it recently. Like you can use it to track something for a short term period. Like,
sure.
I'm not like tracking every, like I'm not tracking an ongoing list, although you could. But like how we use it like for New Year's Eve is you come up with a New Year's Eve, like kind of it's almost like a
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Of like things to do on New Year's Eve, like take a photo with a hat, you know, watch the ball drop, and you can interpret them any way you want, you know, and take a fun photo and like that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the longevity of it
that's less fun.
Yeah. And that's why CheckVerse has missions, so like you can kind of complete the mission and be kind of, you have a conclusion and an end to it,
right? Yeah, maybe that is a good strategy for these apps, to like make smaller arcs mm-hmm. that you're trying to work toward. Like I know TV writing is pretty good at this, where like before you finish one arc, make sure you've started your next arc.
Is this because you're watching Search Party?
Search Party, but I think about Lost. I think about any yeah. show that's had like kept my attention.
Yeah.
They do that well, so that you get your little dopamine rushes of completion, but you can start on that next thing. But I agree with you, because I used to use a tracker for weightlifting, because mm-hmm. everybody's like, if you're going to the gym and you're not writing it down, then you're not,
because you're not making gains.
Yeah, you gotta make those gains,
bro.
Yes, exactly,
bro. And you gotta make those gains.
Yeah,
you gotta put on a Jordan Peterson audiobook, mm-hmm. slam down a protein shake, and yep. you gotta make some gains.
Mm-hmm. After you clean your room. I've been going to the gym for a little bit, and now that I've said it, the part of my brain that ruins things is going to ruin it, and I won't go anymore. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been tracking it whatsoever. I haven't been posting it on CheckVerse. I'm just like trying not to think about it, because anytime I put any thought into it, I fall off the horse.
You're just trying to exist and be productive.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, I guess what I'm,
I listen to an important topic of the tracker app conversation is, how quickly do you fall off?
Yeah. And why do you fall off?
Yeah.
Like, why do you fall off the horse?
I think it's the longevity of it. And like, I don't know if it's like, I either get bored, unmotivated. You know, I'm still trying to figure that out. But like, I just stopped caring or reasons. I don't know. Nihilism, just lack of faith in all of humanity. I don't know.
I think what happens with these tracker apps is I start them in a moment of energy, like kind of like a high. I'm like, oh, right. I'm going to do this now. Yeah. And then you do it for like too. A week. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get like really excited and like think I got all these great ideas and how to execute them. And then it does fizzle out.
Yeah. I'm going to make a Trello. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do
that. You make a Trello. Making a sauna board.
And then like and then 3 weeks later, and it's like a drudge to just like keep moving through it. And you're just like,
yeah, ugh. I think it's all about finding the right tools to manage your own. And then like what, cause like I was talking about this the other day, is like, you know, your person itself is like a, it's like an entity or a business, and then you're like the operations manager of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So like you just have to like you're like your own accountant. You order the supplies just to exist. You're the executive chef.
Yeah.
I'm my own operations director and chief. Well, I don't know if I'm my chief financial officer. but you know, like you have all these kind of responsibilities of just existing.
Yeah.
And like, how do you like at work I use stuff and I can use stuff and I stick with it, but it's mostly because I have to, I guess.
And it's interesting to see people who are very wealthy hire somebody to do that, like a personal assistant to be their own.
Well, depending on what manager. Sort of wealth you are in and what state, you know, you as yourself are an entity that produces money, and therefore you need to be managed like a business. Like
interesting Taylor, way to look at it.
Taylor Swift isn't just a musician, she's a $1 million business entity with employees and, you know, whole, I bet, you know, operations costs, and like there's a, just she's an entity.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's also a person, but like her branding of it is just like, it's this whole ecosystem of business that needs to be run like a business.
She probably has to do the same stuff we do, like brush her teeth and clip her toenails. Well,
she probably has to file a request to her director of bone cleaning.
What? Bone cleaning?
Scrub your teeth.
Oh, I was like, because I was caught up on the foot thing. I was like, we gotta get through the skin first.
And then
I would go to the dentist if it was called bone cleaning.
You gotta clean them bones.
I go to the dentist, but I would be excited to go to the dentist if it was called bone cleaners.
Your chief oral operations manager.
Maybe I wouldn't go to the dentist if it was called that.
Everything was just a super business name.
Yeah. Oral and oral. Oral means like speaking.
Orally.
And then oral, I mean, it's funny because they're both about sound and they sound so similar. Who came up with those words? So do you think these apps are useful?
I think they are. For short-term things.
Okay.
I think it's when you try to really, like, you know, I think things fizzle out naturally and that you just have to accept that.
Where I'm at right now is I don't think they're useful.
Okay. That's understandable because I kind of agree with you with the way that most people use them, they're not useful.
I listened to Atomic Habits, and that really changed my view on some of this stuff.
I was told to listen to that or read it.
Yeah. Alyssa listened to it recently too.
Oh, all right. I'll have to check it out.
All right. Well, maybe
it's on my reserved list.
All right. You should listen to it and maybe we can chat about it in a future episode.
All right. Sounds like I'll put that in the calendar.
Put it on your Goodreads.
Yeah. It actually is, I think, but or no, it's on the Brooklyn Public Library waiting list or something. But oh shit, what was I gonna say? Oh, but that's why I have my great idea I was telling you about. I mean, it's not my idea.
Oh, what is it? I forgot.
Tri-month.
What?
Tri-month. I didn't tell you about that?
I don't think you told me.
I told you about it. It's where I try really hard for 1 month.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you in... That's coming up, right?
I might in February. I'm just going to try really hard. I'm going to try and eat well. I'm going to try and save money. I'm going to try and exercise. I'm going to try and like work on things I want to work on.
You should...
And so like, if I know there's an end, I can like use these tracker apps and then I'll actually have data I can read back.
Why don't you do try 40 years?
No, I can't try that long. Like, I haven't tried at all in January. I'm just like coasting right now.
You got to build up for tri month.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so we can end that segment, but some final thoughts. I think if you listen to Atomic Habits, that could be a continuation of us chatting about this life improvement tracking stuff. And also, I'm very intrigued to hear about Tri-Month as we go through.
Maybe I'll give episodes. An update after with some data points, because if I'm able to track things, I will have the reasonable amount of data.
Yeah, I mean, 2 episodes from now, we'll be in the midst of Tri-Month, so I'll be curious to hear how it's going.
Mm-hmm. I just try everything except the podcast.
Cool. All right. That's tracker apps.
All right, let's
next segment.
Next segment. We're playing a game. And I guess we probably should have played this a month ago, but whatever.
We're still a month ago would have been December. And there'd be still right.
We needed all the data to come in.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna play a game of 2021 trends.
I'm so excited for this game.
You've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have a number of rounds and we'll just stop it whenever. And we're going to have a topic, a mm-hmm. broad topic. We're each going to pick 2 searchable items within that topic.
Yeah.
And then we're going to compare them to see which one had the higher search rates. Is that right?
Yeah. Which one was more popular on Google Trends for the year of 2021?
Right. And then you get a point based off this. And then at the end, whoever has most points gets how many points?
1.
Okay.
It's your game. What do you want it to be?
Or do we each get a full point for each one we win?
All right. There's a lot of... Sure, that we'll blast through like, some points.
Get, like up 15 points.
That's more exciting to me. I would rather do that.
All right. Let's do that. What are we doing this for if we're not doing it for points?
Yeah, let's get some points.
All right. Do you want me to share my screen?
Absolutely.
All right. So you can see that, but you can't see my other tab, right?
I cannot. The one with the banking information.
Yeah, banking information and my risky photos.
Oh, you have a folder on your computer called risky photos in all caps.
Yeah. It's just me like hanging over cliffs. Like,
I would look at that photo album. That would be
like,
cool.
If anyone's trying book. To get dirt on me, they're like, ah, here we go. They're severely disappointed.
But they might have fun with it.
That's true.
Oh, right. Right there's an example. Taylor Swift versus Kim Kardashian.
Right. Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian is popular everywhere except for,
yeah,
is that Nevada? No,
you can click on it.
Yeah, but what state is that? Can you mouse over the state?
It's Utah.
Utah,
which makes sense because
they hate Kim Kardashian in Utah.
They love Taylor Swift in Utah.
Oh, okay.
Because she used to be a country gal.
Yeah, but she used to be a country gal for all the other country states. Oh, it's 50-50, but they just give it to Kim Kardashian.
Tiebreaker. All right. So we're going to, I guess I can't really clear the search there. we have 10 seconds to write down an actor. Can you hear me? For some reason, I'm not coming into my headphones.
I can hear you so good.
All right, cool.
Hopefully it's going to the Zoom. Otherwise, we're screwed.
Yeah. All right.
I guess it must be going to the Zoom because how would I hear you otherwise? We're talking exactly through Zoom. Okay. And that little thing down in the corner there. Oh, first you got to change the date. Did you change the date already?
I have not.
Because I don't want to see past 7 days. Custom. And then you can just choose full year 2021.
I got it.
I just like helping. Anton's explaining.
We have 10 seconds to think of an actor, but you have to think of it before we announce it because otherwise.
Yeah. So topic one is actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have to know the name. So you can't be like, Fred Frampson. And it's not like a real person.
Yeah.
But you got like one of the, you got to know the full actor's name.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. All right. Do you have yours?
Yep.
What's yours?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
American actor.
Oh, wait. Mine was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
because of Taylor Swift's song.
Oh, no. Like, oh, up, right? No.
My other backup was going to be Tom Holland, but I wasn't sure if that was his last name.
Ah, Jake Gyllenhaal gets
Jake Gyllenhaal. See, that was that happened right when that song came out.
Damn it.
I think. Wow. Everyone was like, and like, see, what?
This is how such a fun game. I'm glad I invented a fun game finally, at least in my opinion. So you win that. You win the actor round.
Okay. Next topic. Movies.
Do I get to go first every time? Or do you get to go first? We should take turns.
Oh, all right.
Because that's how we can break ties. Whoever goes first gets
dibs. The tough part is remembering past like the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, let me think. Have you thought of yours already?
Oh, I did.
I know, but we're gonna have the same one.
Probably.
Spider-Man?
Screw you.
But hold on. I don't know the full name of the title.
All right, well then type in what you think it is.
Because I didn't see it.
Is that part of the rules? You have to know the name of the...
You have to know the title, otherwise you don't get it. So if you know the full name of the title...
Oh, I know the full title.
Is it No Direction Home?
Are you screwing with that's me?
No, is that it?
Type in what you think it is.
Oh, it's No Way Home.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, so you didn't know?
I did know, but I'm not going to tell you.
So that's yours.
Oh, I get that?
Well, I don't get it because I didn't know the name of the title. So I got to pick a different movie.
And you're trusting I knew it.
I can't even think of other movies that came out last year. He's All That.
That came out?
You know that Netflix remake of She's All That?
Oh, I'd never even heard of that.
Apparently it doesn't.
That's a good sign.
All right. Spider-Man wins.
I mean, that's kind of a tie, but whatever.
No, I didn't know the title. All right.
Musician.
Next topic.
You get to go. I get to go first.
Shit. We're going to have the same one.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Meatloaf. No, I'm kidding. We're not going to have the same one. I was going to do Olivia Rodrigo, who had the album of the year.
Oh, okay. Olivia Rodrigo versus Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
Oops. Did I spell it wrong?
It's right there. Taylor Swift is still relevant. Swift wins it.
Wow. I'm surprised.
Wow. Huge discrepancy. I guess this next album of the year doesn't matter.
This next topic is interesting. Health issue, not counting COVID. Okay, I got mine.
All right, I got mine.
Mine's sore throat.
Okay, mine's the flu.
This one or the flu?
Type the flu.
With a the?
Yeah. Sore throat sore beats throat the flu.
Kills it. Oh, kills it.
Gosh.
Because, I mean, it's technically a symptom, but it is a health issue.
It's probably because people type in sore throat like every day, 5,000 times a day.
All right, politician. Oh, this one's going to be good.
2021, huh?
I'm going to say, wait, I got mine. You got yours?
Who's first?
Oh, I don't remember.
So,
you.
Donald Trump.
Oh, I was going to go with Joe Biden. So, we're going to square off.
Ooh. This is such a fun game.
How come it doesn't?
It's not a good sign that he doesn't show up.
They're like, it's because there he is. You know why? It's because the deep state took him out.
Yeah, they did. He's right there. He's right there.
I found him.
This is why I have to say stuff.
Trump takes it.
Trump still wins in 2021.
But a lot of it was
he was so high.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you like plan a government takeover. All right, you got it. Next is the video game.
Okay.
I don't even know a game that came out last year.
Does video game series count, or do you have to get the full title? Like if you said Mario.
You mean the full title.
Title of a video game, okay.
Yeah. I can't think of one. I can't think of one game that came out. Can I look at a list of games that came out in 2021?
No, you cannot.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you what their search rate was.
Fine. You're just going to type in best games of 2021 or something.
All right. Maybe I won't do that.
You absolutely can think of a video game for 2021.
That like came out in the calendar year?
Doesn't have to come out. It just needs to be talked about in 2021.
Okay. I see.
Like Taylor Swift didn't, she wasn't birthed in 2021.
Oh, she wasn't?
No. She was 2020. That'll be interesting, like a really popular baby.
Yeah, babies aren't that popular anymore.
It, like if it's like a royal baby.
Individual babies. Yeah.
Yeah. But a baby just popular for its personality and stuff.
We didn't. You know what? I'm going to change one of the categories later on. I'm going to change it to from person to baby names.
All right. Did you know that baby names are just names?
You're right. But we can search just names.
Yes, we could. And I'll just search
so Taylor Swift. Just names. No, but just first names.
All right, Taylor.
All right. I'm going to just say Madden because I don't know any other games.
So Madden 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's got to be just the title of a Madden 21, I guess. And mine is Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Ultimate. I mean, shoot. I said Brawl, so you got to do Brawl.
You can't change it.
I win anyway.
Ah, farts.
I knew it wasn't Brawl.
Athlete. I got mine.
Shoot.
Oops. All right.
Can I like search them real quick? Like I know who I'm talking about, but I don't remember their name.
You gotta know their name. I didn't look video games up.
I need a minute.
All right. Wait, did I ruin this? Like compare.
I'm not going to be able to do it. So I'm going to use a different person, unfortunately.
All right. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Novak Djokovic, who would be way more popular right now than in 2020. But
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Really? Brady wins it.
Brady wins it.
All right. Can we also throw in one more person?
Sure.
Who's the female tennis player?
Oh,
I can't think of her name. Who like dropped out?
Yeah.
I watched her play too, and I can't remember her name. It's like I'm just gonna Google it. Naomi Osaka. Can't believe I forgot that.
Would you have won? No.
No.
Tom Brady. He won the Super Bowl.
He did?
Last year.
Oh, I had no idea. Did you know that there's other people on the team with him?
Wait, what?
It's not just him. But I would watch that football game. Just a bunch of people destroying and tackling Tom Brady. You just click on that and they click remove.
It was not like it wasn't my fault. All right. Wearable tech.
Who gets to go first?
I think you just went first last time.
Yeah, so you can go.
And you need the model, right?
We can make that rule. I'm probably screwed if you guess what I'm doing.
Oculus 2.
Oh, interesting. All right. It's Oculus Quest 2, I think.
Yeah, I knew that.
But I'll give it to you. I'm going to go with the Apple Watch Series 6.
You probably just saw me. Just barely.
Wow, I didn't really... And the Oculus really pulled it out at the end of the year.
Do you want to know what the current score is?
Yeah.
4-4.
I wonder if we should... It would be cool if we could throw graphics up on the screen while we're doing this, like keep the score or something. I have to figure out how to do that. I've seen it done. We can figure it out.
All right, cryptocurrency. Your turn.
I'm going to go with... Dogecoin.
Oh, I was just about to go with that. I'll just go Bitcoin Classic.
Bitcoin's going to win Dogecoin.
Yeah. Oh, Bitcoin killed it.
Destroyed it. Wait, who is it? What's the score?
I'm 5-4.
Oh, shoot. Now, after that win, it was tied.
You want me to skip over cars, food, and animals?
Why are we hurting for time?
No.
I really
feel like we have a long list.
We could just go fast.
All right, cars. My turn?
Yep.
Toyota Camry.
Okay. Tesla Model S.
Camry. Oh, am I picking the year or just
no? Car? You don't need the year. I think just the car.
Model X?
S. Yeah.
Oh, Camry. Oh my God. It's not even close.
Man. Oh, not all. I would have thought more people would be talking about Tesla, but.
Yeah, but just like nerds like us.
Yeah.
All right. Foods.
All right. Do I go first now?
Yeah.
Pizza.
Oh, I was going to say burgers. So,
ooh, it's nice big that we battle. Pizza versus burgers.
Pizza versus burgers.
Pizza's a dish. Yeah.
Now, am I saying burgers or hamburgers or cheeseburgers?
It's a big decision.
I'll just go hamburger.
All right.
Classic. Pizza
wins. Pizza destroys hamburger, as it should.
That's un-American. All right. Animals. My turn?
Yep.
Dog.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to go with cat then, if you're pulling out the big guns.
Actually, you know what? I feel like cat is low-key going to win. Nope. Dog.
Dog. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. People always said cats are for the internet. I guess not.
All right. First names. Your turn.
Oh, John.
Ah, fuck. That's what I was going to do. All right. Let me go. Joe.
I should have done Kanye.
John versus Joe.
Yeah. John wins. It. All right, I'm making a comeback. Kind of, not really.
Well, and you type. We have four more, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I gotta get these.
State.
California. Wait, do you go first? Yeah, you do.
I think it was me.
So you can take it if you want.
I'm gonna say Texas.
All right.
You say California?
Yeah.
Topic? Wow.
Destroys it.
No one talking about Texas.
Still California. Hey, I wonder if...
I didn't do it as search term.
Oh. All right, we gotta start the game over.
Voter fraud. No, I was doing them together the whole game except for this.
Okay.
All right, now I'm winning by two.
Of course, you got to go change the rules so you can win.
Look, this is a sham. All right, website, your turn.
Google.com.
Google? I'm going to say Facebook.com.
Oh, boy.
So do I type in Google.com?
Yeah. If we're due to this game again, we shouldn't pick from the list. We should have to type it in exactly.
Google wins it.
Google wins. But Google, this is Google's home turf. They're padding it.
So, company.
Mm.
All right. Now, I'm going to say Google is a company.
Okay. But still do it as a search term.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Is it scummy if I say...
Oh, don't look at the screen. I already put it in.
For Google?
Yeah.
Let's go with Apple.
All right.
Google destroys Apple. And not just...
But hold on. Because we are doing it by company. Oh,
still wins.
Still win. There's no way you can come back. But let's just do books. I'm
losing this game. Take it. Winner takes all on books.
Books.
Get this first.
I don't know any books that like were popular last year. To Kill a Mockingbird.
All right.
What are you going with?
I'm going to go with, I don't condone this, but 12 Simple Rules.
It's not coming up as a book.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a Jordan Peterson book. Well,
let me just do that.
Yeah, whatever.
No one.
Nobody searched for that weird phrase.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Oh, you could do.
Oh, it's 12 Rules for Life. That's what it was.
I'll still give it to you.
There, you just saw it. Oh, you keep seeing it.
Even though you had it wrong.
I still lose. To Kill a Mockingbird is the Taylor All Swift right. of books.
So I have, or Anton has one, two, three. Wait. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And Chris has one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Ten and seven. So what we could do is we could actually add all those points, or now it's tied 3-3. Because they cancel out.
I would do the points.
Just so it looks like we have a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What was the score? 12 to 7?
Mm-hmm. Now it's 10-10.
You really pulled it away.
I climbed back in this game.
How is it gambling 10-10 it away. After that?
Because you had 3.
Yeah, but you had 12, so it would be 12 to 10.
Huh? I didn't have any points.
Yes, but you got 12 from this game, right?
No, I got 10.
Oh, so it's 10 to 7?
Yeah, there's 17 topics.
All right. Well, it's a good way to reset us back at tie.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do tied at 10. Scoreboards tied at 10.
Super exciting.
That's it for our show. Our special.
Well, special.
Our special prize winner is Jeff S. from Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Congrats, Jeff.
Congrats, Jeff.
Very cool.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
See ya.